So I drifted along from month to month. We were always a little short at the end of the month and had to fill a few scripts. I always had an insecure feeling when I was out of stuff, and a comfortable feeling of security when I had those 7 grammos stashed safely away. Once I got 15 days in the city prison, the Carmen, they call it, for vagrancy. I was short and could not pay the fine, and it was 3 days before I got in to see him. His body had shrunk, all the bones stuck out in his face. His brown eyes were bright with pain. I had a piece of hop covered with cellophane in my mouth. I spit the hop on half an orange and handed it to Ike. In 20 minutes, he was loaded. I looked around and noticed how the hips stood out as a special group, like the fags who were posturing and screeching in one corner of the yard. The junkies were grouped together, talking and passing the junkie gesture back and forth, the arms swinging out from the elbow, palm up, a gesture of separateness and special communion like the limp wrist of the fag. Junkies all wear hats, if they have hats. They all look alike, as if wearing a costume identical in some curious way that escapes exact tabulation. Junk has marked them all with its indelible brand. Ike told me that the prisoners often steal the pants off a newcomer. Such a lousy people they got in here. I did see several men walking around in their underwear. The Commandante would catch wives and relatives bringing junk to the prisoners and shake them down for all they had. He caught one woman bringing a paper to her husband, but she only had 5 pesos. So he took her dress and sold it for 15 pesos, and she went home wrapped in an old lousy sheet. The place was crawling with pigeons. Ike was afraid to hold any of the hop I brought him for fear the other prisoners would take it or turn him over to the Commandante. I fell into a routine of staying home with 3 or 4 shots a day. For something to do, I enrolled in Mexico City College. The students impressed me as a sorry-looking lot, with a few exceptions, but then I wasn't looking at them very hard. When you look back over a year on the junk, it seems like no time at all. Only the periods when you were sick stand out. You remember the first few shots of a habit, and the shots when you were really sick. Even in Mexico, there is always the day when everything goes wrong. The drugstore is closed, or your boy is off duty, the croaker is out of town at some fiesta, and you can't score. Aside from junk itself, what you experience during a habit is flat, almost two-dimensional. You can remember what happened if you take the trouble, but no memories come back spontaneously from a habit period, except for the intervals of sickness. The end of the month, I was out of junk and sick, waiting for old Ike to show with a morphine script. A junkie spends half his life waiting. There was a cat in the house we had been feeding, an ugly-looking gray cat. I picked the animal up and held it on my lap, petting it, and tightened my hold when it tried to jump down. The cat began to mew, looking for a way to escape. I brought my face down to touch the cat's cold nose with mine, and the cat scratched at my face. It was a half-assed scratch, and it did not land, but it was all I needed. I held the cat out at arm's length, slapping it back and forth across the face with my free hand. The cat screamed and clawed me, then started spraying piss all over my pants. I went on hitting the cat, my hands bloody from scratches. The animal twisted loose and ran into the closet, where I could hear it groaning and whimpering with terror. "Now I'll finish the bastard off," I said, picking up a heavy, painted cane. Sweat was running down my face. I was trembling with excitement. I licked my lips and started toward the closet, alert to block any escape attempt. At this point, my old lady intervened, and I put down the cane. The cat scrambled out of the closet and ran down the stairs. My old lady looked at me, smiling. "Bill," she said, "aren't you ashamed of yourself?" "Sometimes I don't know. Sometimes I just don't know," she said, shaking her head.